50,000 kilometers above the moon, Tom Lawson laid down the last of his photographs. He had gone over every square millimeter of the prints with a magnifying glass. Their quality was excellent. The electronic image intensifier, millions of times more sensitive than the human eye, had revealed details clearly. As it was already daylight down there on the faintly glimmering plain, he had even spotted one of the tiny duskies, or, more accurately, the long shadow it cast in the earthlight. Yet there was no trace of Selene. The sea was as smooth and unruffled as it had been before the coming of man, and as it would be, in all probability, ages after he had gone. Tom hated to admit defeat, even in matters far less important than this. He believed that all problems could be solved if they were tackled in the right way, with the right equipment. This was a challenge to his scientific ingenuity. The fact that there was many lives involved was immaterial. Dr. Tom Lawson had no great use for human beings, but he did respect the universe. This was a private fight between him and it. He considered the situation with a coldly critical intelligence. Now, how would the great Holmes have tackled the problem? It was characteristic of Tom that one of the few men he really admired had never existed. He had eliminated the open sea, so that left only one possibility. The dust cruiser must have come to grief along the coast or near the mountains, probably in the region known as, he checked the charts, Crater Lake. That made good sense. He looked at the photographs again, this time concentrating on the mountains. At once, he ran into a new difficulty. There were scores of isolated crags and boulders along the edge of the sea, any one of which might be the missing cruiser. Worse still, there were many areas that he could not survey at all, because his view was blocked by the mountains themselves. From his vantage point, the Sea of Thirst was far more around the curve of the moon, and his view of it was badly foreshortened. Crater Lake itself, for instance, was completely invisible to him, hidden by its mountain walls. That area could only be investigated by the Duskies, working at ground level. Even Tom Lawson's godlike eminence was useless here.